Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. You got the cheat code. That means your workday foreplay starts at 9 o'clock. Get those songs in. Make sure you keep them straight. Get $100 for each one. It's a very good look for you. All right, let's see. Yesterday was harsh because we were in here trying to make our way through, and Meredith was at home dealing with the battle of number two.
Yeah, it was not
that number two.
All right.
Shot number two.
Mm-hmm, my vaccine. And at first it was like no big deal because the first one was easy for me. I just got like a little sleepy. And then by the end of the day, I was like, ooh, I need to go lay down. I woke up at 2 a.m. with chills all over, like my teeth were chattering. I was sweating everywhere. My body was 100% felt like I had the flu.
Really?
Yeah, I was nauseous. I was running to the bathroom.
So how long did it take to hit you?
I had my shot at noon.
Okay.
And then, 2 a.m.
2 a.m. is when it hit
you.
Mm-hmm, the worst.
And how long till you started feeling better?
I woke up this morning feeling way better. So I started.
It's like 36 hours. 24 to 36 hours.
Yes.
You feel a little funky.
Yeah. No joke. It was bad. I could not get out of bed yesterday.
Let me ask you. Anthony took it too, right?
Yeah. He got the second shot.
Oh, why are you laughing? He didn't feel bad?
No, he's totally fine.
Was he?
Yeah, he's fine.
So do you? All right.
Yeah,
so
it was like nothing for him.
Do you low key think that you maybe overreact?
No, I don't overreact when it comes to like sicknesses or anything. He cared a little.
Did they have any instructions for you? Like after you got it, did they say like, you know, go home, take a nap, get some fluids, anything?
They said wait 15 minutes and go home. Yeah. And then that was it. They send you on your way.
You stay there for 15 minutes, but then they make me stay 30.
Yeah.
Because I'm allergic to penicillin. And okay. So they like, you know, we want to make sure there's no, if you have an allergy or you have some sort of ailment, we'll make you stay another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So me and a lady sat there and chopped it up.
Where'd you get yours?
Downtown St. Pete at a CVS, right next to that Publix. Yep.
Okay.
So, I hate to say this, but.
I'm still achy, by the way.
Were you mad, like quietly mad that you were going through it and Anthony wasn't?
I guess a little bit.
Because
it made me feel like, really, this is what's going on.
And he was just cool.
He was totally fine. Totally fine.
Worked. Babe, you want some nachos? All right, you don't want no nachos. All right, never mind.
He was a little sleepy. I think that just naturally happens after you get the vaccination. Like, you just kind of get, you need a little bit more rest. Other than that, no, he was totally fine. He had to take care of the kids a little extra. Of course, I could not get out of bed.
Do you have now, like, a small sense of relief that you did it? It's kind of underway. In 2 weeks, you should be more protected.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, because if getting COVID felt anything like what I felt yesterday for, you know, 24 hours, I do not want that at all. And I've had the flu before many years ago, well, maybe a couple times in my life. So I knew exactly what I was feeling yesterday, and it was 100% felt like the flu.
Oh, yeah.
It was it was awful. It was disgusting.
That's nasty. My doctor told me yesterday that he's like his second shot. He's like, put him down.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't feel that bad.
So yeah, it's the same thing.
But it's not like anybody was making me like breakfast or lunch or dinner. I mean, he made me a Theraflu, which was kind of nice.
You got calls, texts coming in out of 941. Says, Meredith, which shot did you get? Did you get Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson?
Pfizer. I got the Pfizer shot. And I'm happy that I did. I'm happy that I'm fully vaccinated, but it took me down. I mean, it's not every day that I text you guys at 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, I cannot physically
come to work.
You damn
sure hit us at 2 a.m. Anytime my texts go off at 2:30, I'm like, oh, somebody ain't coming to work. Somebody. Ain't no booty call around here. Somebody can't go to work.
Yeah,
for real. All right, so this morning when we came in, because just like if you notice, we're like one of the few radio stations that's in the building.
Right.
There's a lot of people that play the same stuff or try and get at the same audience, but they've been at home since March. And, like, I think one even, like, sold their building or some other stuff. So, I mean, I know my man built a studio at home. He's working at home.
Right.
Like, they ain't coming in because of COVID and everything else. And so with us in here, we have a protocol of wiping down the studio with hand sanitized wipes or whatever.
Every morning.
So this morning, we come in, and the CDC, Davi was like, you know, the CDC say, man, we can't even get it with the touch. and just looking at me funny, and I walked right past him and grabbed my wipes and started wiping down the room, and he's like, what you doing?
Because you dirty. Well,
no. Well, so they didn't say you can't get it from the touch, but they say now that they're more worried about the transmission from those. They called it a hygiene-like spectacle or something like that.
But it's highly unlikely that you could get sick enough from touching something.
Right. It's so unlikely. It's like 1 in 10,000 chances.
Now,
1 in 10,000.
Everybody out there that's listening that's been the last year learning how to wipe down. Because everybody's like, if you work in a common area, make sure you wipe down your area at your office.
Yeah.
So y'all all got a protocol. Are y'all stopping now?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just asking.
They gross.
This is honestly one of the reasons, for the bigger picture, which makes me worried about the vaccine. Because everything that they've rolled out, at some point, they've kind of rolled it back. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, at first it was no masks. Like, we were just saying that for the healthcare workers. There's just been so many contradicting things.
Right.
I don't want at one point to be like, oh, you know what? We found out new information about this vaccine or something like that. That's what personally worries me.
What about the wipe down?
The wipe down?
He never wipes down.
I thought it was a spectacle anyway from the jump.
Every day we
wipe
down here.
You're a spectacle.
You called us a spectacle?
It's a show. Hey, come on.
You said we'd be in a show because we wipe down the room?
It's so extra. The little plexiglass and all that.
Thank God.
It's been a little extra.
Now, the plexiglass was a little goofy.
Yeah, we didn't like that.
But wiping down the area to make sure you can't go home with no buckwheat on your lips. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Even not touching the refrigerator door that everybody touches here. Like, do you really not want to wipe that down or use your sleeve?
I think we've gotten to a good, because look at how everybody said flu really disappeared. Because they were like, yo, everybody out here think that you got the COVID. But I think what happened was with masks and with people washing their hands better like they were supposed to be doing anyway.
To begin with.
It helped quell a little bit of the random sickness.
That and also
people digging in their nose and putting all of their like business of germs up in there.
Yeah.
They stopped because they thought they would die from COVID. Now it's like, yo, you got better sanitary.
That has something to do with it. I think a lot of people were also scared to go and try to get a diagnosis because, oh, what if it was COVID? Because we would hear all the stories about people being diagnosed with no symptoms. So now you're thinking, oh, damn, I'm going to have to be out of work for 2 weeks and I have to quarantine. So I think a lot of people just said, screw it, I'm going to take a nap.
Yep. Make myself feel better this way.
Somebody in 813 said, Dobby won't wipe down. Dobby won't get the vaccine. Dobby won't vote for a president. He a different breed of real Latino.
Trust it.
Bobby don't trust nothing. I'm like, man, what you talking about? You gonna breathe the air? Don't you breathe the air? I don't know nothing about that.
Orlando and the Freak Show.
Fight the power, Donnie. Fight the power.
The Freak Show podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.